Welcome to the Ambitious Drive podcast. This is your host, Cassie Bajarillo. So before we get started, if you haven't applied and saved your seat to your advanced private training, wherein you as a coach, consultant, or a course creator can learn how you can craft, sell, and launch your group coaching program and onboard 1 to 3 high-value clients month on month or high volume in a week and have that consistent monthly recurring revenue all year round, head on over and check it out at cassiebajarillo.com/high to get next level now.
Welcome to the Ambitious Tribe podcast with your chief encourager, Cassie Pajarillo. It's time to drive ambition and build a better business with a plan that's clear, transformative, progressive, and profitable. Now for your host, Cassie Pajarillo.
Lovely week, and we've got a guest back on our show. On today's episode, I would love to celebrate with all of you because we just accomplished another check on the bucket list for the Ambitious Thrive podcast. We have Mind Valley's head of health and fitness, the trainer of Vision Lalkiani, and the co-founder of Mind Valley 10X course and certification hollow body fitness program. And a little trivia here too. This wonderful fitness professional has played a pivotal role in my fitness journey towards being a wedding dress ready, paired with Eric and Media's Wild Fit program. Here's the thing, I lost 35 pounds at the time in about 90 days. Whoa, right? I'm excited to have him here with us as I get myself back on the program too. I've gained a couple of poundage here and there with my adrenal fatigue acting up, hormonal imbalances, what have you. But there are no excuses, right? This is why I thought it'll be great to have him here with us, you learning from him too, get to coach me, coach you, and give you a game plan as well. If you're gearing up for summer body ready, wedding dress ready, or maybe just want to get your health back on track, well, you're driven and ambitious, you are in for a treat. But let us all welcome Ronan Diego de Oliveira.
Yes! Cassie, that was like 99% precise. The surname is a little tricky. It's Oliveira, the way that you say in Portuguese. But it's such a pleasure to be here with you. Such a great energy to get started. Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Okay, so let's give a little background on who Ronan is. So who is Ronan? Many milestones ago, maybe you can share a story that made you become who you are right now. So who is Ronan?
It depends on how many hours we have for that question, right?
Your turn.
But if I look at what is close to my essence, I am someone trying to have balance in life, live life in a way that has harmony. And I think that leads to everything else. I love the feeling of being energetic. I love this vibrance, you know? I love the balance and groundedness at the same time. And so all my pursuits in life, I'm trying to experience this yin and yang between the excitement and the wah energy and the groundedness and the more solid energy. I think that shows the way that I learned to do this is a lot through my own body. I think a lot of people explore their, in other words, a spiritual journey, right? What it means to be, to exist and to be alive and who we are and how we connect to bigger things through different ways. And to me, it's a lot through the body, the physical body, the health and fitness. And what does it mean to be a human being living inside a human body? How do I understand the material reality, and how do I connect with my own body, understand its needs and understand its potentialities? How can I express myself through a body that allows me to do the things that I want to feel great? And then therefore, because of the harmony part, a lot of this comes into the connection that you have with other people and in the contribution that you can offer. So a lot of my pursuit is how do I share these things that I learned with my own journey in health and fitness and me expressing myself as a human being, side of human body, to other people, because it's that the way of, hey, I found out something. Here's what I have to share with you that to me gives that beautiful feeling of harmony in life. So my, if I want to put this into more tangible terms, I am a health and fitness author. It manifests this way. I work as a health and fitness coach. I have online programs. I work with people one-on-one on transforming their health and their bodies in a way that allows them to live a more life with more energy, that makes them feel great, that makes them be able to do whatever they want to do and stay for a long time to share life with their loved ones. This is what I'm trying to figure out for myself. And I've done quite a bit of a journey, and I'm sharing it with others too.
With the society ever changing, I have been reading about the trends fading away quickly more, yet still the most fast booming industry. Like the health and wellness is still the fast booming industry. Although, of course, the online happened, the gyms happened, innovations are happening. The industry has been pivoting really, really fast, especially as technology furthermore is dominating the space. So those who are trying and inspired by media and companies creating like programs or ways to market themselves. I remember, Ronan, you've also campaigned something like, you just really need 15 minutes of your time to work out and nothing more than that in order for you to achieve optimal health. Maybe I will discuss and ask you more about timelines and how to market with integrity. Ronan, I'd love to ask you, what is your definition of optimal health and how can we actually achieve that regardless of your age, your health status, or where you may be in your health journey?
I think that's a fundamental question for us to clarify things about, because health, Cassie, is something that does not possess a universal definition. If you look for health, the definition of health, you either don't find anything or you find different definitions in different places. So I like to define health as a balance between catabolic and anabolic processes inside of the body. And I'm going to unpack this to see what it means. According to the life stage that a person is at, and health is a psychosomatic, semiotic concept. So let's unpack this a little bit more. Balance between catabolic and anabolic processes inside of the body means that at any point in time, there are parts of our bodies that are growing and being born, that are cells that are being born as we speak right now, and others are dying. And there are muscle that is being broken down as we go about our days. There are cells that are dying. We are burning fat and things like that. When we are a child, that is a higher proportion of things being born versus things dying. And so for a child, having this accelerated growth is a great balance between anabolic, that is the growth of things, and catabolic, that is the breakdown of things. As we age in our lives, the amount of things breaking down accelerate in comparison to the amount of things being born. And that's also healthy. It's not like I am, 65 and I need to be as I was in my 20s. No, that is not a healthy balance. So when we want to be in a state that is appropriate for our own bodies throughout our life age, and health is not only about your physical body. Right. It's not only about I eat well and I exercise a lot and I feel miserable about the rest of the day. There's a part of our health that is social. If I am isolated because of my fitness lifestyle and I feel lonely because of that, that is part of my health that is missing the point. Part of our health is emotional. If I am trying to do all those things but feel stressed because of the amount of routines that I have or the amount of time that I don't have to work or do other things, I'm also missing on my health. It's also semiotic. It needs to be in congruence with my values. So if I am there trying to beat myself up to be healthy, but I don't agree that so there's an internal conflict, there's also generating stress that is unhealthy. So it's a balance across different areas of life. I think this is how I like to see health. It's not a simple definition, but it's a definition that works. It's a definition right. that allows you to define what is health for yourself and what are your own rules.
All right, so the entire I'll take great care of my health has this push and pull story for most. I totally agree. And developing habits is so, so essential. It's just like making the bed every day. And once you've recognized it's a habit that you've consistently been doing every day, you get to move on to the next one with ease until it becomes innate. Thanks for that. So thanks for that perspective, for reminding our listeners as well that it doesn't have to be too much of a habit forming activity you'll have to go through. Sometimes you just need a little bit of something and then it's just going to be compounding. So Ronan, how do we get back in shape anyway? How do we condition ourselves that it is possible, it's doable, that age is not a factor nor a hindrance or whatever health issues that they may have? How will they get to their desired destination?
Another fundamental question, Cassie. I a lot of the people that come to me to work more closely are people going through a period of transition in their lives. You know, they feel that whatever is happening right now doesn't belong. It's not that people that want to, that sometimes you feel like cutting your hair or dyeing your hair or getting a tattoo or changing your job or moving to another place. You know, so your life is changing and you feel that you're stuck at the moment. Maybe you built a successful career and then you found out that money was not a thing. You got to, you know, you suffered with COVID. Say, I need to take care more of myself. Or you achieved a goal or lost something and you feel something needs to change. And a lot of that change happens through the body. The body can facilitate a lot of that. And then because of that, I like to work in a holistic way. That's where whole of body comes
from. Whole of body comes from.
Mm-hmm. It's a combination of physiological changes and psychological changes. So there is part of, we go into eating, into exercise, but it's not only that. It goes much beyond that. It first needs to be clear of, if I am having a motivation of changing my body in any way, gaining weight, losing weight, being faster, being stronger, being less, why do I feel it needs to change? Why am I trying? What is wrong with my body that I feel the motivation that it needs to be different? I'm not questioning that to see that that is right or wrong. I'm saying that this is a way that we unpack our motivation to say, hey, am I pursuing this because it is a societal expectation I'm unconsciously trying to fit in? Or what is my deep motivation to say, hey, I'm trying to move or change something in my life and changing my body, something that will help on that. So first, identifying the psychology of the change and the way that we relate to our bodies. There's such a thing as a relationship with our bodies. And you see different examples. Some people are very absent. They have an absent relationship with their bodies. Now I'm focused on my career. I'm a very intellectual person. This is my game. I make money or whatnot. But health is that little taboo. Maybe I never had a good experience because of my physical capabilities or appearance. There's something that is blocking there. I don't take care of this. And the health is that thing that stays on the back burner. Other people are on the other extreme. They abuse a lot, right? They, you know, I cut the carbs and I eat and I train three times a day and I'm always trying to beat my body up. And the more I suffer, the more I feel proud. And so I work with 8 different types of archetypes of relationships. And then we identify, okay, these are the beliefs that I have towards what it means to be healthy and fit. From the psychology perspective, then we start developing the habits that would change the physiology of the body. So then we look into what are the main lifestyle changes, the most fundamental lifestyle changes, as we want to reset, unlearn the things that we learned in the past and create a set of habits that produce the best kind of body that my body is designed for. And so these habits, they go into moving often, going for walks or eating more whole foods or to having spending more time with a few people that you love, to developing a few processes for inner stillness and other things that are proven to maximize the health of our bodies. And we develop those habits with zero resistance. So there's a lot of habit formation science behind. And for us to develop a habit that sticks, not only we need to work on the psychology of why we are doing this and buy in, but we also need to do this with zero resistance, something that starts very easy and very small. They say, hey, I will not gonna go for 10K steps today, but I can definitely go downstairs and upstairs once and call it a day. Super easy, or just put my shoes and take them off. And then tomorrow I increase a little bit. And all of a sudden, when you next, in a few weeks, you see you applied a lot of habits that build a new lifestyle for you.
Do you believe in timelines? So this is a great question, actually, especially now that everyone's going through this online space, programs and packages are set, it's all over the place. And of course, as much as these are marketing, there are people who really expect that they're going to lose like 20 pounds in 20 days or something like that. I mean, something to that line. What do you think of those timelines and how does it affect our body? I mean, is it something that you recommend? Is it really advisable to actually create, or is it just a marketing thing? I mean, do you think it's just a mind thing also when they do lose 20 pounds in 20 days? I mean, there are those who really that makes it happen, right? Sometimes it's all about mindset, but it's get confusing as well. So is this something that we shouldn't fall for, we should create if you are a coach or a consultant creating these kinds of programs? How do we draw the line, Ronan? Because with you have this 15 minutes twice a week kind of program as well, right? In the 10x. So tell us more about that.
Okay, beautiful. Cassie, I think this is wonderful that we have the time to discuss, because that is also place for this kind of thing. You know, imagine, let's make a parallel here. Instead of us thinking of our relationship with our bodies, let's think of our relationship with our children, for example. And a lot of people have children and they say, you are going to become an engineer or you are going to become a doctor. And then I kind of manipulate their lives so they choose to become a doctor or an engineer, you know, by means of force or not. At the end of the day, none of the parties involved will be happy. Even the child that becomes a doctor, or the parent who saw, but there's no fulfillment there. At the end of the story, no one is happy. But if the child decides to become an artist or an entrepreneur because they thought they were designed for this, even though it was not what I wanted as a parent, at the end of the story, everyone will be happy because everyone will be fully expressed. I think with our bodies, there is something to be said about that. But it's not the whole story. It's not the whole picture. There's a caveat here. There's one book called Athlete. The book is a book that a photographer took pictures of the bodies of Olympic athletes all over the world. And what you see in that book of pictures is all different shapes of bodies. You have tall bodies and short bodies. You have skinny bodies. You have large bodies, round bodies, muscular bodies. All of them fully express into being Olympic athletes in different sports. And so what those people did is that they were always in tune. What is my body trying to become? And feeding and nurturing that. And the ultimate expression of that was something beautiful. It was an Olympic performer. And then you say, so does that mean that if I want to practice a sport that my body is not made for, if I want to change my body composition, or if I want to, you know, lose weight in three months, is that a wrong thing to do? And my answer is, I don't think so. I think that when you imagine that you're having your child as well, and you take the child to the beach, and the child is afraid of the sea, You're not going to say, hey, the child is afraid of the sea so bad they would never go into the sea. No, you're going to take a step and say, hey, it's fine. We're going to only take one step. I know it's fine to be there. We take one step into the water and then we go back and tomorrow we take two and the next day we take three. And as the child is feeling safe with this, you can take deeper into that experience of having the child swimming in the sea. There may be a case that the child freaks out. If the child freaks out, you're not going to force the child because they need to learn how to swim now. You're going to accommodate that situation so the child feels safe. I think when I say I want to look in a muscular way, I want to lose weight in a certain amount of time, I will invite my body to take a step into that. It's okay. You know, we're going to go into this 3-month challenge here. We're going to enjoy this together. Let's take the first step. Let's take the first day or the first week. How do I feel? How does the body feel? The body feels safe. I feel safe. I'm not freaking out. Let's take the second step. If there is a moment that you're receiving signs that clearly this is being a aggressive or too aggressive to the body and to the health, then you can say, hey, maybe losing 20 pounds in 3 weeks is not the best way. Maybe I can still do that in 6 months or whatnot. But I'm here paying attention. I'm taking the body, the child to the sea and finding what is safe and what is comfortable and holding their hand so they can experience the full expression of what they want to be, what they can become. Because transformation, not only for the body as for anything else, it is a process of stress. And so yeah. It does not mean be afraid of transforming, but do this in a way that you're always checking in with the body and not traumatizing our bodies, but keeping it safe.
Ugh, it does make sense. The journey is oftentimes more important than the destination. So speaking of which, we've got few listeners who are actually excited to have you on this podcast. And there are those also listening who want to take their health and wellness, get started or get going again. And then later on, I'll be asking more for the coaches and consultants. So Ronan, what is your advice for them when it comes to setting a destination, a goal, and actionable steps that they should set for themselves in order for them to succeed?
Perfect. I will give some habit ideas, but also some reflective ideas because they need to be intertwined. I think in terms of lifestyle, if you want to talk about a general audience, that will include people of different ages in different fitness levels. We're looking to something that is very fundamental. If we niche down, okay, I have a woman who is active, another one that is away from fitness for a long time, then the advices will change. But when we look at everybody together, a few things are incredibly helpful for anybody. One of them is to move your body frequently. And there are multiple ways of doing this, but what you want is to be in an active state several times a day. And then you watch how your energy is going to raise from that. One of the ways of doing this is trying to walk a little bit more throughout the day. Not going for a 1-hour walk in the morning and call it a day, but have 5 minutes here and there that you're breaking a sedentary pattern. And so maybe if you are after your meals, you have a little walk, one in the beginning of the day, one in the end of the day, and you have little short walks throughout the day, and you see that your body is more active. I do something that I like to call micro workouts as well. They are a 1.5-minute workout. It's not supposed to make you sweat or make you get to your limit. It's just to get your blood pumping. I do a few push-ups, a few squats, and a few pull-ups. Nothing that is really hard or challenging. Something that feels easy for me or it would feel easy for another person. That I do this every 2 or 3 hours if I'm working on my computer. And then you see your body getting more energy and you have more motivation to do other things. And then from there, another thing that is very helpful to do for everybody is to build a little morning routine and build a little evening routine so that you can have structure in the beginning and in the end of the day. And, you know, I like starting with people with the shortest ever morning routine. If you say, hey, I think of morning routine, I get overwhelmed already. I'll propose you a 5-second morning routine. The 5-second morning routine works like that. When you wake up, or you open your eyes, you sit on your bed, put both feet on the floor, close your eyes and repeat in your mind, let me do great today. Done. This is the morning routine. I sit in bed, put my feet on the ground, close my eyes, let me do great today. That's the morning routine. When you manage to accomplish that, you can put another step before that. And you can start adding steps before that. Maybe I do a little salutation to the sun. Maybe I take a glass of water. Maybe I do a little workout. You can build on that until it becomes a fully fleshed morning routine. But the idea is to structure the beginning of your day in a way that gives you what you need. Maybe is balance. Maybe it's quiet. Maybe it's creativity. And at the end of the day as well, so your schedule, your sleeping schedule is regular. So you go to bed more or less the same time and you wake up more or less at the same time. That do wonders for you. The way that you feel, the way that your body can burn fat, can build muscle, can be in an optimal state if it's regular, like rhythm, like music, because nature also follows your rhythm. So I think these are things that we can work on while in pandemic or not. And then the other thing, the reflective part is, it turns out, Cassie, that for us to achieve optimum health, we all know what to do. It's not rocket science.
You know what to do. That's true.
That I need to walk a little bit more or exercise a little more or eat a little bit less sugar. So what I invite people to do is, if you had nowhere to read and no one to give you an advice, what are things that you think you should stop doing and what are things that you think you should start doing in order to live a healthier life that makes you feel better? And people list them down. Then you pick one that calls your attention the most, that they've been trying to do. Maybe, okay, I used to start exercising. And then you try for a few days to reflect on the question, why haven't I done it yet? Because I know that this will be good for me. But that when I start thinking of why I haven't done that yet, not from a questioning perspective to make myself feel bad about that, but from an investigative perspective, say, what is the reason? And maybe, and then you identify exactly your relationship with your body in that way. There will be different reasons, and the answer for different people will be different. For some people, is that because I am busy. I don't have the time to start exercising and whatnot because I'm always taking care of other people and always putting other people first. So at the end of the day, it's not being busy, it's me putting myself last and kind of postponing my self-care because maybe I never had this from childhood. So it goes deep. Or maybe I haven't been exercising because I feel I don't know what to do. I feel intimidated and I better play the game where I'm alpha, where I know what to do. And so I hear there is a belief that I am not good enough and I can only play the game where I am the top one. So maybe I can start, I can change that mindset into a beginner mindset instead of a fixed a growth mindset and try to learn something new. And so, you know, as you start reflecting on that question, why haven't I done that yet, even though I know I want or you would be good, that it starts to get juicy. And you get the answer that is uniquely working for you.
So true. So we're down to the last few questions. Sad that we only have a few more minutes together, but I'm sure we can always circle back and have another conversation. So Ronan, we have few coaches and consultants in the fitness and wellness space listening right now. And there are those who are also trying to get back to optimum health. So thank you for all the tips on how they'll be able to get started and gain the momentum. So here's a question. All right. Do you think it's time for fitness professionals to change their business model into a hybrid model? I've been seeing so many changes, like the Peloton sub production, sales weren't picking up as much as they did last 2020. And you, as a global brand yourself, I'm sure you guys have also pivoted in one way or another or tweak things in some way. So those who would like to follow your path and make it big, what are the changes you've seen in the last 2 years that worked for you and advice for them in order for them to build the brand and get to help more people as well?
I think that at the moment, health, the whole health and fitness industry has so much content and so saturated with different influencers giving the same thing in different packages that the main effect of that is people going on yo-yo effects, right?
Yeah, it is.
I get fit, I lose that. I feel well and then I don't. And so people are bouncing back from anything that comes to them. And there's been a rise of some methods or some programs or some people who can offer a permanent type of transformation, who can actually offer transformation and not a quick fix that is just a temporary thing that after 3 months or 6 months, it goes back to the beginning. And more people are starting to wake up and say, hey, actually what I want is not a quick fix. The quick fix is not been working for anybody. I'm wanting actually to feel better and to work on a once and for all lifestyle transformation. So I think, for people coming into the health and fitness industry, I would really recommend going beyond the informational level. Information on fitness and health today is easy to find. One, you can find anything on YouTube.
You
have IBS, have Crohn's disease, have a third arm going, growing on your back, you find someone telling you how to deal with that for free. And so from being the most expert fitness or health coach will not do. It's mostly having a great deal of competence. You need to know a lot. You need to have the knowledge as well. But finding ways that people can turn those things into behavior, that you help people go through a transformation in their self sense of identity. And so, understanding some of psychology, not only physiology of transformation, but also psychology of transformation. How does someone start to see themselves as a different person? How they shift their sense of identity? How they change their lifestyle and build behaviors that are held for the rest of their lives without resistance, how they remove limiting beliefs and things like that. This is something that health and fitness professionals can bring alongside the health and fitness practices to help people make the transformation that they want to. People who are coming from this perspective now are the ones that are really growing because they are providing people what they really want. A permanent transformation to a life that they've been yearning for.
Okay, so did I understand it right? You do recommend the hybrid model and then focusing really more on the processing side of things and having that human connection. And it's not just like, okay, here, depends on the course. Go and do the course and I'll leave you in and then see ya. I mean, it's not like that anymore. I mean, did I understand that this is the most sustainable business model you recommend? Like really having that human connection and processing it together and really having that way of doing things on, I mean, less information, more of the connection, basically. is that right?
I think the element of processing it needs to be there. Now, the way you bring the processing can be different from different ways.
Okay.
It all depends on how deep a client is ready to get into. If he is a client that is coming and say, hey, I want to lose weight, and they are starting to understand the whole relationship with their body thing, they're still steps away to get deep, you won't have one-on-ones with them once in a week to talk about their relationship with their bodies and their limiting beliefs, because it completely shuts them off. They're still not ready for that. But they need something that, okay, let me play with my health here. Let me take a first step into losing a little bit of weight. But if I deliver a program that gives you that guidance at the same time that it raises awareness of what happens deep inside in terms of beliefs and relationship with their bodies, now I can deliver that online without a one-on-one, without being with that person on a weekly basis, but it still help them raise that level of consciousness from level one to level
awareness. Yeah.
There, I can people who are ready to go deeper and say, now I'm understanding that health and fitness goals go beyond the body. Is a whole personal transformation. Now I want to go more into this and transform my life. Then I may work with a group of people that I have live interactions, that I send them courses and guidance, but help them process and create a community. And for the ones who say, now, you know, I want to help others, or I want to really, you know, transform my entire life and my family, I can work one-on-one with these people. And so for people entering the industry, there is a lot of space for online programs as well. A lot of my work is through online programs.
Even though yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All of them have interaction of people participating, and we have live interaction once in a week or once every in a while with them. But there's a lot, the element of processing it, the element of the psychology of transformation needs to be embedded. It's not only, here's your meal plan, here's the workout, you know, PDF, go. There's a lot of processing that you guide through the videos, through the meditations that you deliver, or through the content that is part of the course. There'll be people who will feel ready or readier to go deeper. And this is when you can also start working one-on-one or closer with them too.
All right. So from what I'm understanding here, it's that it's really a journey of getting to know your body, patterns, and what are right for you. Even though some methodology works for another person, doesn't mean it's going to work for you. Your body speaks differently because your body is designed of, I mean, combined with all those experiences that you've had, your activities, your chemistry, genetics, and all those things. And there's so many more variables together. So to consider. So Ronan, we tackled pretty much tons of points today, and as much as we can, we tried really. And I really want to say thank you for your time and for your knowledge, your passion, and the work that you do. I have so many more questions to ask, but I guess just a little bit more of a nutshell here, what we discussed, the psychology of your body, the archetypes, which I would love to ask you more about when you have no time, and then how to optimize your body as well. So my last question here is, where can they find you and how can they actually work with you? Where can they, our listeners find more information about the archetypes? I mean, you've mentioned they're like about 8 of that. So yeah,
wonderful. Cassie, this is also a very nicely timed question, because I am about to relaunch my website soon, and then one of the things that I'll do is a series of videos and emails explaining all the archetypes and how to navigate your health habits, how to develop the health for your own body based on those things. Whenever it's going to be ready very soon, whenever it's ready, people will hear about that on Instagram. My Instagram is handle is Ronan Diego Insta. So there is the main hub that I communicate with people. When the website's there, I'll inform everyone.
I'll put it on the show notes. I'll make sure of that.
Courses, my program with Mind Valley are the ones that take people deeper into those things. If people want to explore a bit more of defining their own standards and changing, improving their health, there's a program called Beyond Fasting that does a lot of that. It works on intermittent fasting, but also the whole psychology of transformation. People who are going really deep into fitness, they can try the 10X program. That's those 15 minutes a week fitness routine. And the ones who say, hey, I, you know, this is my calling, is to, you know, transform my health and help others. There's the Whole of Body certification course, all through Mind Valley, that we're now certifying more than 1,000 people that are also helping others in the physiological and psychological ways of transforming their health.
Okay, so to you, listening to this podcast episode, I invited Ronnie here because I really vouch for what he teaches, for how he guides you through the process in the wellness space. And also, if you have the observer's hat, you would love the methodology on how they were able to put everything together that makes you really move and also have that transformation. So I went through this program, I really vouch it, and my life changed, but it does take commitment, just like in anything that's worthwhile. So you guys, if you really want to go deep or get deeper on your craft as a fitness professional or in the health and wellness industry, or simply you just want to really change the game when it comes to your health, have that transformational side of your business, or have your body transformed, I really suggest for you to go through Whole Body and the program He Vision and the rest of the Mind Valley crew were able to put together. Mind Valley, as we know, is all about transformation, and that's always a forefront of what they do. You'll have nutrition inside as well. So, okay, Ronan, do you have any last words to those who want to uplevel themselves, unleash their ambition?
It's always on the direction of find the reason why you want to change. Think about that. Give it time to reflect about that, and use a strategy. Try different steps until you find a combination of those that makes your life brighter. That makes your life, you know, a lot of people are trying to extend their lives in using a strategy that there's no reason to live more years that way. You know, now I have a miserable life and I got 5 more years of a miserable life. That, you know, it needs to be in a way that I want to extend my life first and foremost. And so all any fitness in health journey is a means to an end. It's not, I'm going to be the fittest and the healthiest, and so what? So that you, what do you want to experience by living longer and having more possibilities? Maybe is spending more time with your loved ones. Maybe is having adventure with them because now you can move more and can travel and do things. Maybe is expressing yourself through art, dance, or sport, and wanna find the reason why you want to become healthy or healthier or fitter, and make that your what your whole journey is about.
Okay, so this is it. Thank you, Ronan. I can't wait to see you hopefully soon in Estonia. I'll definitely give you that one big bear hug. You owe me that too. So, but I think it's better that I work my ass off while I'm still here. So that when we see each other, I'll be a living testimony again of your guidance. And I'll say, you did this with me, Ronan, right? So this ends today's episode, everyone. So do drop me a message on Instagram. It's Cassie Pajarillo on what you picked up on today's episode. And we'd love to feature you, or if you've got any questions, send it over, and we'll endeavor to have that discussed on the succeeding episode. Want to know more about Ronan? Well, I'll have his details on the show notes too. Thank you so much for those of you who requested for Ronan to be part of our Ambitious Tribe podcast. Really, really appreciate you. And Ronan, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for making this happen with me. Again, this is your chief encouragement officer, your host, Cassie Pajarillo Friganza. Drive ambition, serve love, and of course, take great care of yourself and be awesome always. Until then.